Hang on. I'm going to Google what the hell a simp account is right
now. Welcome to Highly Questionable. Isabel Gutierrez is doing journalism. Mina Kimes is the subject of that journalism. And I'm Pablo Torre. Let's get started.
I love my simps.
Is Tony Romo right that the QB goat door is closed if Brady beats Mahomes?
Well, Tony Romo is the king of predicting plays, although Mina in a little bit is probably going to tell you he's not the king anymore. And his, you know, his enthusiasm is infectious. But he's walking in some sort of dangerous waters here where he's talking about legacy narrative. He said on a CBS call that if Tom Brady wins this Super Bowl over Patrick Mahomes, then Tom Brady will forever be the GOAT. Patrick Mahomes can never catch him. Now, let's forget about the fact that it's probably the safest prediction in the history of sports, because up until now in the NFL, you would have been 100% correct if you'd have said no quarterback will ever win 7 Super Bowls. But looking past that, it feels like Tony Romo just isn't watching what's happening in sports in front of him. LeBron James is dominating the NBA in year 18 still. Tom Brady, the very guy he's saying he can't be caught, if he wins this 7th one, is clearly telling everybody that the Fountain of Youth is in downtown Tampa. Anything is possible. Reddit users just took over the stock market. So I do believe that, yes, Patrick Mahomes, even if he loses this game, can still win more and be in that GOAT conversation with Tom Brady.
So if I'm hearing you right, Izzy, you're saying for athletes now, the game doesn't stop at any point. I can't believe we're still doing Reddit jokes. Okay, so let's address what Romo said here. It's, you know, from the people who brought you QB wins comes the bigger, dumber, more illogical sequel, QB head-to-head wins. Let me paint you a picture. Let's say Tampa wins the Super Bowl. They pull off the upset. But it's because of their defense and some Chiefs skill players fumble the ball and the Bucks score a special teams touchdown and Brady doesn't do anything. Does that still mean he goes down as better than Patrick Mahomes? Now, I understand that 7 rings, in addition to being an incredibly underrated Ariana Grande song, is quite an accomplishment. And it'll be very hard for Patrick Mahomes to catch that. But if he does, or if he comes close, we can evaluate these guys based on their individual accomplishments. Quarterbacks don't play other quarterbacks. They play defenses. That's how football works. And I'm tired of pretending they're the only players on the field.
I am so appreciative of Mina shining a spotlight right through the flimsiness of the actual substance of this conversation, but not shining a spotlight through the fact that we just were totally fine with the question that involved the phrase QB goat door. Like, we're just cool, casually accepting that that's a thing that anybody on Earth would intuitively understand. And the funny thing, of course, about this entire QB goat door debate is that we work in the business of door lock picking. All we do is make sure that that door never actually closes. Like, the only door that's actually ever closed in sports media is the door that says that doors can be closed. That's the only one I'm pretty sure is definitely false. All we do is debate this stuff. We're going to find so many ways to make fun of Tom Brady and or Patrick Mahomes, no matter what happens on Sunday.
Pablo's take reminds me of a joke that there's two kinds of people in the world. People that split up the people into two kinds of people and people who don't. And so I think we can have this conversation all the time. But look, if we go back to Mina's point, if we go into the future and these two careers are over, we will look at this comparison almost like Bob Cousy versus Magic Johnson, because Patrick Mahomes does things on the football field that Tom Brady could never do. And you can't say that in reverse.
Izzy just said Tom Brady's not the GOAT!
What?
How dare you?
I have another problem with that. There's too many GOATs, Mina. Aaron Rodgers is the GOAT. Tom Brady's the GOAT. Patrick Mahomes is the GOAT. What are we talking here? We need multiple doors at this point.
And are the doors like shaped like a doggy door where it's like just goat size? Is it cut out in there? Like, why is there only one person in this room? Is just one goat per goat room? Is that how the rules of this house work?
Wake up, sheeple.
Nobody
judge me if I make that 7 rings joke again on other ESPN programs this week, because that was a banger.
Leave that part in, Charlie. Leave that part in.
Should the Steelers run it back with Big Ben, or has his QB door closed?
QB door is a little bit bigger than a goat door, but I don't know if it's because he's watching Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell get ready for a Super Bowl, or maybe enough time has passed since he was sobbing on the sideline that he forgot the whole reason why he was crying. But apparently, Ben Roethlisberger wants to run it back for an 18th season, and he's willing to do it for less than the $41 million he could make next season by restructuring his contract. Now, I don't know about you guys, but to me, the decline from Ben Roethlisberger from last season seemed pretty predictable. You could almost see it coming. But what wasn't predictable was that 11-0 start. Like, Mike Tomlin clearly had something there with that group. And if I'm Mike Tomlin and if I'm the Steelers, I'm looking at Big Ben saying, man, that's going to have to be quite the haircut for us to ask you to come back when we see all these other quarterbacks that could be moved this offseason and could be an upgrade for us, especially because you can't move and you're not going to move any faster next season. So I think this is Ben Roethlisberger basically saying, can you please take me back this year before you start dating or looking around and seeing what else is available?
But the thing is that the Steelers really don't have many more options beyond begging him to take a pay cut. It's funny to have the guy who's being asked to come back in for one last job in the movie also asked to take a massive pay cut in the doing of that one last job. Because it's the true thing about that $41 million that you mentioned, the largest cap hit in the league, is that even if he retires, they're still stuck with about $22 million against the cap. They're also $22 million over the cap before signing like Villanueva or Juju Smith-Schuster or Bud Dupree, who, by the way, was on Twitter responding to the theory that that guy, Bud Dupree, would be taking a one-year deal for like $6 million because of the cap problems. And his response was just a bunch of laughing, crying emojis. So I don't think that they have many other options beyond Big Ben being a generous teammate.
I really want to analyze this question seriously, and I promise I will. But Pablo's one last job analogy, I can't stop thinking about the idea of John Fick, okay? Like Ben Roethlisberger coming back for one last job, but he's like kind of slow and can't really fight people. And in addition to being like kind of mean, that is the issue here. Run it back. Run? Really? Right? And the arm was the issue at the end of the season. Unless Ben Roethlisberger, to cite another movie, has a magical rookie of the year transformation where suddenly he's throwing rockets because his tendons had condensed. The science in 90s children's movies was a little bit dubious. There's going to be a ceiling on the Steelers with him. We saw that in the second half of the season. They are not going to make a deep playoff run with Ben Roethlisberger. But everything Pablo said about the cap is also true. They don't have a ton of options. So I could see a scenario where they restructure to spread the financial pain out, take him back, and then invest in a rookie quarterback who they try to develop for next year.
Up next on HQ.
But I'm sure to Pablo that was very triggering, because that's what it looks like when he insults me and then my hive attacks.
That is actually exactly what it is. That is me trying to quote tweet Mina Kimes, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, they know we're friends, and then it's just a bunch of bees suddenly attacking my face, and somehow her mom is one of them.
Do you question if this save was worth it?
Well, we go to Kansas women's basketball, and Anaya Thomas is a hustling basketball player, and she's about to pay for it. Let's see with what.
Carr wanted to pass up ahead. Thomas stole it away, and then inbounds.
This is
successfully saved.
Oh, goodness. Oh.
This was with her face.
Yeah, I'm not that good a teammate. Just for the record, guys, do not expect me to do that. Do not expect me to become a meme voluntarily just so you guys can save a possession. I am not going to do that.
You do love screen time, though, and might do something that desperate just to get on camera.
I actually did that, and I'm sorry to Miss Anaya Thomas, but I actually paused the video several times right before or right after she hits the camera, and there are some terrible screenshots. That is not the close-up she was expecting.
No. It's not a good look. I mean, imagine, remember when Bruce Springsteen like power crotch slid into the camera lens in front of like 300 million Americans? Like, this is not that, but in its own way, it is. Well,
I mean, what would it be like if we all ran straight at the camera and everybody saw exactly that view that we had of Anaya? Let's all.
Yeah, let's
okay.
try.
Right, ready?
Let's
on the count
try.
Of three.
Yeah, let's try.
Okay.
Ready?
All
right.
1, 2, 3.
Yeah, it would look like that. It would look like Mina, except it would be us. Yeah,
bad teammates.
Yeah,
What would it look like if we were all running straight into the camera in the final moment? Ready? One, two, three. Not very good timing, guys. I literally counted to three.
Do you question whether this is a productive sparring session?
We are going to one of the most famous locations on this show, Parts Unknown, for what they're calling a sparring session. Let's look at it. This is me versus my golf clubs every Sunday. What is this? I mean, what are you trying to get here other than your face sort of adjusted, right? Used to getting hit like that? What's the point of that?
I mean, that mostly feels like me and Mina doing highly questionable.
Yes. Yeah. It did kind of feel like that yesterday. Like, you sometimes wear the same thing. I mean.
But also, like, the hair. Can we play that back one more time? Because the haircut of the guy on the left is exactly what I was going for in quarantine before people that loved me intervened. Like, I was just cleaning up the sides. But then you spin around and it's just that guy.
That's interesting, because I was going for the one leg hiked up look on my pants the way that guy was. And I'm not sure if it's going to really, you know, pick up, but I'm going to keep doing it now.
I said nothing throughout this segment because, much like that video, I figure you guys would just tire each other out going back and forth.
Yeah, with useless stuff, like just useless.
I actually think this video was more like Mina and Pablo sparring yesterday.
That does look like Pablo's dress. It does look like his attire on the left. Oh!
Oh, no!
Oh, but that would never happen. That would never happen. Wow. Wow, he even called it, too. He's like, yeah, you're done. We don't need a ref. You're done.
I mean, I will point out, Mina, you are older than me.
2 weeks! Just 2 weeks!
Do you question if this is the most efficient way to accomplish this task?
Well, we're heading out to the Dominican Republic, a place I'm kind of fond of, to a man who's apparently holding Lil' Kim in his hand. That's what they told me. not Lil' Kim. It's a queen bee. Look at this, yeah. This is absolutely insane. He's literally holding the queen in his hand, so all the other bees just ride along. How do you do that?
He's so chilled, too.
I know. Like, the sunglasses. He looks so confident.
He's being talked to in this video. Some guy's asking him, hey, what are you doing there? You have the queen in your hand. My question is, how do you decipher which one's the queen? And then what do? You're just like, hey, you just want to come for a little ride in my hand? And then just take off? Like, this is just amazing. I have no idea how this works.
Yeah, you look for the sassiest bee, I think. Mm. But I'm sure to Pablo that was very triggering because that's what it looks like when he insults me and then my hive attacks.
That is actually exactly what it is. That is me trying to quote tweet Mina Kimes, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, they know we're friends, and then it's just a bunch of bees suddenly attacking my face, and somehow her mom is one of them.
There's a lot of buzz around my mom's Twitter these days.
Do you guys want to see the most efficient way to transport fire ants?
Of course.
Yes.
Yeah. In the crotch pocket. Here's the best
place.
Unflappable. This man is in obvious pain.
Yeah, I was wondering after seeing B-arm guy, where is fire ant groin guy? And there he was.
Up next on HQ.
Like, if the event is actually Michael Vick versus Deshaun Watson and they're just going to play like hits from their career, like, I love Deshaun Watson, but Michael Vick, like, sorry, you are being destroyed by everything Michael Vick is about to throw at you.
If you read about the STD rates among the elderly these days, there's a whole different level of old and weird, and I, for one, can't wait for it. Mina, are you intrigued?
So, I thought Giannis's quote was going to be the strangest part of this segment, but Izzy, you just sent it spinning in another direction.
Tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern, NFL Pro Bowl versus.
Well, the NFL is apparently trying to cash in on this versus thing, except rather than singing or rapping, it's just two guys talking. And these two, we have DeAndre Hopkins and Jalen Ramsey talking about Deshaun Watson.
You know, quality. And this, you saw who my quarterback was, the ex-Texan Deshaun Watson.
He said the ex-Texan.
Lord, he said
wow. Wow. Breaking news.
Y'all know where he's gonna be next year. Come on, man. You see the bag about Kobe Ray to hoop LA.
Wow. I mean, maybe that's gonna happen. What do you think, Mina? Are you intrigued?
Well, yeah, because the implication, I don't know if you guys heard, but they were talking about where Deshaun Watson would be going. Jalen Ramsey says Los Angeles, which somehow isn't the worst shade cast on Jared Goff this week. Like, his own GM is blatantly disrespecting him, so I guess it's relatively tame.
How about you, Pablo? You intrigued?
Yes. Can we get Jalen Ramsey a ring light, first of all? Like, Jalen, you're wearing sunglasses, and you need to understand how all of this works at this point. The second thing, though, like, if the event is actually Michael Vick versus Deshaun Watson, and they're just going to play, like, hits from their career, like, I love Deshaun Watson, but Michael Vick, like, sorry, you are being destroyed by everything Michael Vick is about to throw at you.
I don't know if they want to upgrade this whole versus thing, but if you guys haven't seen Cole Beasley spitting bars, you need to go check that out. And this guy needs to dominate this NFL versus thing.
Wait, Cole Beasley is spitting bars.
Le'Veon Bell.
I mean, he's reading them.
Watson.
He's reading them, which is not the greatest, but still.
Tonight on ESPN, Bucks and Pelicans.
I mean, of course, I'm in for Giannis versus Zion, but I'm also in for Giannis being weird. Here's a little bit of that.
I'm getting old and weird. It's crazy. This is my first time in Tampa. I've never been here before. Unfortunately, we cannot leave the hotel. I don't have the chance to experience Tampa. What else? Yeah, I'm getting old and weird.
Who is he talking to like this? That's a really weird part. But I will say this, old and weird, if he's getting old and weird, he's in the perfect place in Tampa. I don't know if you've ever been, but there's a lot of old and weird there. And if you read about the STD rates among the elderly these days, there's a whole different level of old and weird, and I, for one, can't wait for it. Mina, are you intrigued?
So, I thought Giannis's quote was going to be the strangest part of this segment, but Izzy, you just sent it spitting in another direction. I believe you and don't want to look it up. I do find myself relating to Giannis in a way that I never have before, because old, weird, alone, Tampa for the first time, that's me at the Super Bowl next week.
Hey, how about you, Pablo? You intrigued?
I am very intrigued. I too am old and weird. I have like weird like massage devices that I don't want the public to actually see. And also, I do feel like what Izzy was describing there might actually be what's behind the goat door.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Behind the goat door sounds like a children's book that will be banned on Amazon.
That's all the time we have for today. You can catch Mina Kimes all over the internet being memed. Pablo can't catch him anywhere. He's got some massage things he's going to be doing. It's really weird. Yep, there he goes. I don't think he's using that right.
Is that this for your looks neck? Like something we shouldn't be showing on ESPN.
Feels so good, though. Is you growing out the hair? What's the length here you going for?
Well, what I'm actually doing is not really worrying about the length as much as I used to, because this is too much information. But so back when I used to just do my hair short, I'd never used what they call conditioner, right? So my hair was just like, it's almost like a Brillo pad, right? And so as I'm growing it out, conditioning the hell out of it, yeah, it's got good, you know, it feels better. And so now when it grows out a little bit, it doesn't hurt when I press it against the pillow. And so I decided, you know what? I'm going to keep a little bit of hair. I'm still doing the, say hi, Anthony.
Hey, Anthony.
I'm still doing
hi, Anthony.
Still doing the shorts on the side. But I think that's actually some of my home studio equipment that just came through the door. Oh, never mind. Espresso pods, if you guys were curious.